Evening, folks. This is my ABC for day 26. It's quite late, actually. It's nearly 11:30, so I'm only just going to get this... I'm only just going to get it in, but the speed this bloody app uploads, I might not get it in by 12, so it's going to be a little bit late. I'm going to test something out. We have a bit of a problem here. The tumble dryer doesn't appear to be turning. It was quite ironic because Kate and I went to the garden centre today with Kate's mum and dad, and we told them our plans to live together, and they were really pleased, which was fab. And you're right, Ree. Right, Ree's moving around. What's up, Ree? Do you want me to take it out, Ree? I'll tell you what I'm doing with Ree in a second. We were talking about, you know, what we'd have to get rid of and what we'd have to keep and stuff. Because I said, oh, we're going to have things like 2 washing machines, 2 dryers. And we decided that my washing machine and dryer are both newer. So Kate's dad said, if you get rid of that awful dryer in the kitchen, Kate, and use Sam's. And we just sort of laughed. And we talked about the washing machine. How long have you had it, Sam? Oh, since last August. So we decided, you know, we'd use that. Because Kate's washer and dryer are both over 10 years old, actually. And we came home, put some washing in. And the washing machine, as it was washing, was making this... as if it was bloody crying. It was really funny. So me and Kate said it was like it knew that its days were numbered. And it rattled like hell when it spinned. When it spinned? No. Oh God. When it spinned. When it spun, even. Or when it was spinning, not when it spinned. Oh, for goodness sake. I don't have any alcohol, honest. So we put clothes in the dryer, and I went up to have a bath, got some of them out because they were dry, put the rest in, went up to have a bath, and Kate came up, and I could hear the dryer stopping and starting. She came up and she said, I think the tumble dryer is on its last legs. I said, oh, how come? She said, I'm not sure whether it's turning. So she put an oven glove in it. And she said, I said to her, go and try the oven glove and see, you know, whether it works. Whether it stays where it is. And she said it was always exactly where it was. So I'm going to try it. The first thing I've got to do is, I have a distressed Quaker here. I bought her from the garden centre. I bought her a snuggly... It's a little, like a little tent thing that hangs up in the cage. It's like a fleecy tent, and it hangs up. And they can go in it. And sort of, maybe snuggle up in it. And she's frightened of it. Ree. Silly girl. Are you frightened of your tent, Ree? Oh, it's nice, look. You can go in it and sleep, Ree. Hello, Ree. Where are you then? Yeah, there she is. I'm stroking a good girl. I'm stroking the Ree. Ah, oh, Ree. Yeah. Do you like this? Oh no, she's going towards it. No. There, feel it. It's nice and soft. It's soft for the girl. Good girl. Oh, she's buying it. It is. Oh, really. Good girlie. Hey, look. Did you want reassurance about it? Oh, wee. This wasn't going to be a boo about you, wee. It was about the beautiful look. Good girl. There, look. Yeah? It's a tent, look. It's a fleecy. It's a snuggly thing. Good girl. Good girlie. Can't see it. Silly. I'll leave it in there then. Right, so moving on from Quakers, I'm going to have a look at this dryer. It's only one of these little, what do they call them, a tabletop dryer. I don't know what sort of table they'd fit on, but they're only a little tiny thing. So I'm going to see which. So the oven glove is on top, with its fingers facing towards the back of the dryer. Right. Right. Okay. I'm going to switch it on. Oh dear! Oops! No. Open up the dryer, and guess what? The oven glove is in exactly the same place. Oh, I think it's nagger. Move it. Oh god, yeah, everything's got tangled up. Not tangled, oh yeah. Right, I just moved the drum around and I'm going to put it off the back on again. Put the oven glove back in the same position. But you can hear it, listen. Oh dear. Whoops. I think it's broken. And apologies for talking like this. I'm in a very silly mood, I do apologise. I think the dryer be buggered. Excuse the language, folks. But I think the dryer, in quotes, has had it. Whoops. I'm afraid you're right about the dryer.
Oh, bloody hell. Oh,
dear. Yes.
Christ.
I'm doing my boo and I felt the oven glove and where it was, turned it on, and you can tell by the sound of it that
yeah,
it's not
can.
Turning.
Yeah, you can. Absolutely.
So I turned it off and then I turned the drum around by hand.
Yeah.
Put it back on with the oven glove in the same place.
Yeah.
And it's still doing the same thing. So, I think it is, in quotes, knackered.
I think it is. Oh dear.
I think we can safely say it's gone.
Isn't it funny that on the day we decide...
Yeah, I just said that on Boo. I said it's quite ironic, actually. It's actually laughable.
It is.
I said the washing machine was going... and crying when it was washed in.
I feel quite sorry for it, actually.
I know.
I mean, you know, it's been so loyal.
These poor appliances...
It's so loyal.
I know. Oh, dearie me. Right, I'm going to let the dog out. And then... We're going to get ready for bed, I think. We're going to read some book, I think, because neither of us are tired remotely. But, come on then, Kate. girly.
Kate's been very funny this evening as well. Well, not funny. She's been... I left her here when I went to the garden centre today because I thought, well, there's not going to be any work for her. And she had a long day yesterday at Samaritan's training. And came home and she's been coughing. Come on then, Kate. Come be busy, girly. Good girl. Busy, Kate. She seems okay now, but she was coughing and choking and gagging, and I don't know what it was. It was like she'd... But there was nothing amiss that she'd obviously eaten, like paper or, you know, I checked everything and nothing... There was nothing out of place. The only thing we can think of is that she was scrounging bloody parrot seed off the floor and must have eaten... A seed must have got stuck in the throat or something. Unless she ate a chilli pepper out of the food, of course. I hadn't thought of that. I wonder if that's what she did. Oh, silly girl. Oh, God, it's cold out there now. Bloody hell. Oh, it's freezing. Oh, come on, Stu, she's cold out there. Good girl. Oh. I bought Kate a toy from the garden centre today because they've got a pet's corner, and I bought a, believe it or not, a toy parrot. I thought, well... She probably sees enough parrots, but I thought it was quite funny. And it's one of those... It's a big plush toy. I know what you're sniffing at, you cheek. There's a couple of high tubes on the in that bag on that chair. I think I shall move that, missus. Oh, no, you've got your parrot. Sorry, Kate. Let's show people what your parrot do, look. It's a big plush toy, isn't it? It's inside its wings has got that, and its tail has got that sort of crinkly stuff. Like, I think it's just like paper, but it makes a nice noise. Where is it? Good girl. Let's show people. There's its wings, look. And that's its tail. And it's got nice long rope legs. And if you press his middle, Lou, this doesn't sort of squeak, but it's a deeper sort of croaky noise. So if you don't want to hear it, then I suggest you turn off now. I'm going to give you a couple of seconds, actually, because it's not what you call an ear, but it does make a noise. I don't usually like toys that make a noise for dogs, but this one doesn't really worry me too much. I think it's supposed to be a macaw because it's sort of a deep croaky. No, it doesn't sound much like a macaw, but it does this. Yeah. Good girl. She's whacking with it. She's whacking with it. Where's Polly Kate? Ah, she's. Polly, are there? Where's Polly then? Where's Polly then? Good girl. Where's Polly then? Good girl. Yeah. Yeah. Right, folks. After this very silly boo, I'm going to say goodbye and I'll speak to you all tomorrow.